Welcome to another episode of the Jim Rohman Show, where we talk about how to build a better business so you can live a better life. I'm Jim Rohman, your host, and welcome. Today, we'll be talking about freeing yourself from your business, part two. We had such a successful episode last time that I would love to elaborate further on the topic with some clarifications that some people have responded to. What do we mean by freeing you up from your business, and what does that look like? So let's jump right into it. So in our last podcast, I told you that this quarter, we're going to be talking about freeing you up from your business. If you know my story of my dad and my mom started a restaurant when I was 13 years old. It's one of the first jobs I ever had. I worked my way up from washing dishes to cooking to cleaning the restaurant up until the point I went into the Air Force. And as I was growing up and watching my parents run the restaurant, I saw how the restaurant ran my parents. In other words, the stress and strains of owning a business can be very tough. And I think one of the reasons why I do what I do as a coach and a consultant now is to have people have a life beyond the business. In other words, whether you're starting a business, growing a business, or running a business, you should enjoy the journey. But so often people do not. And this podcast is just one of the mediums I use to educate, train, and teach people how to build a better business so they can live a better life. And again, this quarter, I'm talking about freeing you up from your business so that you can have a life. So what do I mean by that? So recently, I created a blog around this very topic. You can go to my website at jimrohmanonline.com and click on the blog and see many of the articles we talk on this subject of freeing you from your business, running a business, hiring in your business, and many other topics. And this freeing is pretty interesting. I'm going to be going several directions with this, so bear with me as I share my thoughts. This is going to be a passionate talk. So recently someone responded to my blog and they said to me, Jim, I understand what you mean by freeing your business, but some people don't want to leave their business. And I'm here to say I never meant to leave the business, ever. I mean, free you from your business. In other words, most people cannot walk away from their business today. They are prisoners of their business. And that pains me. Another way of saying that is you take time off. Most people are still working on vacation. They're checking emails. They're checking voicemails. They can't shut it off. In fact, I had a passionate discussion with someone just last week about, I can never shut it off. I'm a realtor. That's a problem if you think you can never shut it off. I know very successful realtors who don't work weekends. Let me say that again. I know very successful realtors who don't work weekends. That's unheard of in the industry, but they're doing it. I know successful people who shut their phones off at 6 p.m. and do not turn it on until 6 a.m. the next morning. They're successful. So how is it that they're able to do it and make a lot of money and you, no offense if this is you, you can't turn it off? I think there's a problem with that. And that is what this series is about. That is what we are about at Business Owners Institute, is creating some freedom for you so that when you do take time off, you literally can enjoy it. When you shut your phone off, you're not thinking about your people, your problems, your business. In other words, I don't want the business to be so dependent on you that you don't have a life. I don't want you to be a prisoner of that business. So how can you go about freeing yourself from the business? Again, go to my website at jimrohmanonline.com, click on the blogs, listen to previous podcasts. This is what this whole series is about. This is what we're about. Today, I want to talk about several approaches. One is the mindset of what I mean by freeing your business. The author of Built to Sell, John Warlow, wrote a book. And he found it fascinating when he wrote the book called Built to Sell that people would say, well, I don't want to sell my business. And he would say, well, it's not about selling your business. It's about creating a business that can run without you. Now, I don't know if that would be a very popular title, building a business that can run without you, because people misconstrue that you're not going to be in your business at all. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying get a business that can run without you because it will free you from that business. Another way of looking at that is I think most people don't get the value of this concept. So bear with me as I go into this detail. So imagine you got a business that can run without you. That doesn't mean you're leaving the business. It means it can run without you. So that if you did take time off, it still runs smoothly. Now, some of you are solopreneurs because you don't want to hire people because you've had a bad experience. Again, I don't feel that you have a freedom from that business. So what can you do? Understanding the 9 stages of business is the first place that I tell people to go. In the beginning stages, I say the business owns you. In the later stages, you own it. If you knew what true feeling felt like, you would want it now. Let me say that again. If you truly knew what freedom felt like in your business, you would want it now. What do I mean? I'm giving myself as an example. So years ago, I got into business, 1993. I wouldn't call it a business, it was network marketing. And you know my story, went broke and bankrupt in the first 2 years. I miserably failed, but that is where I learned my biggest lessons in life. It wasn't until I went into publishing and I was a solopreneur that the business ran me. I was the business. If I stopped, the business stopped. I had no employees. I was the only employee. And I didn't know anything else. I thought there were only two stages of business, broke and really broke. You hear me joke about that, but I literally thought that until I was introduced to the nine stages I talk about regularly. Fast forward to the 1999 where I got involved in BNI, Business Network International. And I was able to build that business from zero members to 1,600 members in 6 short years. I saw over 60 chapters that I managed. I sold that business for over $500,000. Twice the average sale in the industry. I don't even know how many times in that specific industry. And I don't say that to brag. I say that because I figured something out. Number one, I didn't sell it one lump sum. I sold that business in two parts. The first part, I sold it as is. So the person who bought it from me said, this is the price of the business. You want it as is, you get it. And I knew that the cash flow on that would pay them back shortly, and it was a good investment. Hopefully they believe it was a good investment. If they did the math, it was, because it paid back within 1 year their investment. It wasn't until I sold the second part of that business that I was able to sell it for more money than normal because it could run without me. I didn't realize it at the time. I just built a business that can run without me so I can do my coaching consulting business. Sold it, and I was like, oh my God, I just figured something out. Let me say that again. My first business, I pretty practically gave it away. The second business, I sold as is. And the third business, I was able to sell it for more business because it could run without me. And guess what? My quality of life was off the charts, off the charts. So when I say freeing you from your business, I mean that so that you're able to take time for yourself and your family and your communities and not have to worry. How do you do that? First, obviously, hire a coach or consultant to help you get there. But number two, paint a picture of what your life would look like if you were freed from your business, not constrained from the stresses and strains that happen to you in the business, and want that. Now, this is a disclaimer for you control freaks out there. No offense, I used to be one of them, that you want to control everything. That's fine. I can show you a way to put processes in place so that you have more control over it. But I can't help you if you're going to control everything and not want to enjoy the fruits of your labors. So in closing this section of this segment, I wanted to say, what do I mean by freeing your business? There's number one, you're not a prisoner of that business. You can take time off and not have to worry about your business. And please, when you shut your phone off, you can actually walk away from that phone. Too many of you who are listening to me right now, whether you own the company, work for the company, stress and strain every day about the business. And it doesn't have to be that way. Let me say that again. It does not have to be that way if you want it to be different. So what would I do if I were you? Well, number one, I would read the book Built to Sell. Built to Sell talks about that concept of building a business that can run without you. The second book I would have you look into is Build a Business and Not a Job. I'm recently reading that book right now by David Finkel, and he talks about, and I said this in the last episode, that he shares a concept of our nine stages in a different way. He says that in the beginning stages of a business, the business is dependent 100%. In the middle stages, I would say it's reliant. And in the last stage of that business, it is independent of you, freeing you up to invest in other ideas, in other businesses, or in yourself. So I would love to hear from you, questions, comments, thoughts, and perspectives, especially for those of you who keep on saying to me right now as you're listening to this podcast, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. Some of you solopreneurs, if you were me back in the day, I thought the same thing. How did I get beyond this prison, if you will? I hired somebody. I delegated. And the moment that I was able to delegate and hire people to help me, oh my God, my eyes were opened and I am where I'm at today because of it. The many mentors and the many books that I've read and the many clients that we have helped. So hopefully you got something out of today's episode. As brief as it is, I'll answer some of the questions that have come in from our previous episode. But again, I really want you to be freed from your business. It doesn't mean you're going to leave the business. It doesn't mean you're never going to walk in the business. Because hopefully if we do the right job, you're going to enjoy your business. You're never going to want to sell it. You're never going to want to walk away from it because you're reaping the rewards and you're benefiting from the fruits of those labors. Again, I'm Jim Rohman. The more you know, the more you grow. So welcome back from our commercial break. I was just talking to my AV person on some of the thoughts that we were talking about. Well, okay, Jim, this is great. You don't want us to walk away from our business. You want to free us from our business. What can we do about that? Well, let's look at it in three mountain peaks. If you go to my website at jimromanonline.com, click on the button, blog button, and look under the three keys to success, which are number one, make more money, have more time, and then have a life. I think these are the three phases of a business that if you can make more money, have more time, and have more of a life, then you're starting to have that freedom that we talked about. In other words, in the beginning of running a business, you pretty much the business is dependent on you. You're doing everything. In the middle phases of the business, hopefully you're getting rid of those things you don't want to do so that you can do the things you love to do. And then the final phases, that's exactly what's happening. You have a team of people in place freeing you up to do what you love to do in the business, as well as having time outside the business. It's no longer a job. It is a purpose and passion. That's what we're talking about here. And I want you to have that. Let me give an example. I remember working with an IT company years ago. They hired us to get to the next stage of business. Now, what happened was that the owner could not get to the next level and couldn't figure it out. And so we were referred in and we did our assessment. We do a balanced analysis. We find out what causes a business to be balanced or unbalanced is the first thing that we do as coaches and consultants. And what we were able to uncover was that the owner, probably like you, was stuck between bringing in the business and getting the work done. In other words, they needed to bring in more sales, but because it's an IT business and the owner still did a lot of the IT work, he could not free himself up from the business. And so we told the owner, it seems that you're stuck between bringing in business and getting the work done. He goes, yeah, I don't have enough people to get the work done, so I got to do two jobs and work 12-hour days. And I said, well, let's try to solve for that. I think that's a lot of times where people get stuck in stages is that they don't know a solution to that. So what did we do? So one of the things I did is I first figured out, what could he let go? As an IT professional, he loved to sell, by the way. What could he let go and how can we hire for that? So once we figured out what he could let go, level one work and some level two work would be very helpful for freeing him up. Then the second thing we did in parallel to that was to figure how many sales he needed to have to hire someone. And that was three sales. So we figured if he got three more sales, he would have the cash flow to hire someone. So I said, okay, great, let's do both. Let's start working on hiring somebody while trying to bring the business in. And by the time we bring the business in, we'll have the money to hire the person. Now that's a tricky situation. Without the right guy, the right coach or consultant, that could be very, very overwhelming. But I assured him, trust me, we've done this before, we do this regularly, that it will work out. So I suggested he start doing more sales, doing more proposals, and he did that. And as the proposals started to come back and people were getting interested, we were hiring parallel to that exact same thing until we found somebody. And once we found someone, interesting enough, one of the sales came in. Now, obviously, we needed three sales. And so I said, okay, great. Let's start interviewing the person and let's continue to take them through the process because it takes at least 2 months to hire the right person. And next thing you know, the second sale came in. And now we found the candidate we wanted to hire. And now we're coming into the final levels of interviewing that person. The second sale closes. Now we're waiting on the third sale. And almost parallel at the same time, not exactly, the third sale came in and that employee was hired, freeing the owner up now to be able to delegate to this person. Now, it did not free him completely up because he now has to train and develop the new person, but he was able to get over that next stage, that next mountain peak, because he had a guide helping him through the crevasses, the ups and downs of running and growing a business. That gentleman went on years later working with us to hiring more people, bringing in more sales, putting in processes that I am so happy to. His first joy for me is that he was able to buy his first house. He went on to get his pilot's license to fly. He started traveling around the country. And to this day, I watch him and follow him on Facebook and social media, where now he's bought a new house, he's doing more traveling, more flying, and he is now free from the business. He still runs the business, but not as much as he had to because of a great team in place. And that is what I'm talking about, freeing you from your business, that you do what you love to do, get rid of things you don't, so that you're free.
Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com. Or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com. And you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.